Hello and welcome to The Demartini Show, the podcast for people who love personal development. If you are driven to make constant progress in your life, if you're a philosopher at heart and you love to learn about universal laws and human behavior so that you can empower your life, and if doing something that makes a difference in the world is deeply meaningful to you, then you've tuned into the perfect podcast with Dr. John Demartini. He is a human behavior expert with over 48 years of research into human behavior and performance. And what is shared in all of these episodes will give you an incredible competitive advantage in all areas of your life. If you're listening to the show for the first time, make sure you click the subscribe button now. That way you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. And if you love what you learned during this presentation, then we ask you to please rate this podcast and leave us a review. If you're looking to find out more about Dr. Demartini and his work, you can visit the Demartini website at drdemartini.com. If you think of anyone who'd appreciate the opportunity to learn this content while you're listening to this, then make sure to share the link to this podcast with them too. It may just be the perfect catalyst to help them transform their life at this time. So this week, we'll be taking a look at a topic that's created a big ripple effect globally, and that's around the topic of the law of attraction. What you think about, you bring about. And in this episode, Dr. Demartini elaborates why your values determine your destiny and how the law of attraction really works. So get your pen and paper or your digital note taker ready, and let's get started with this week's inspiring presentation on the law of attraction and how to use it effectively. Enjoy.
About 13, 14 years ago, the movie The Secret came out and put that terminology out into the marketplace. And most people have heard of the term by now. So I'd like to address that. When I filmed for that movie many years ago, I filmed for seven and a half hours actually for the movie, to be in the movie for about a minute. Goes to show that I say a lot of stuff that was not, I guess, say resonant with some of the other people. And there was sort of a mystical insight or a mystical idea associated with the movie. You know, your thoughts become things. But I'd like to ground it, make it a little bit more practical. Because after the movie came out, I was very commonly asked to do a presentation of The Secret Behind The Secret, Left Out Of The Secret. So I'd like to address that. So if you got maybe a pen and paper, you might want to take some notes or want to type it up. Without a doubt, what you think about and what you concentrate your intention on increases the probability of your sensory perceptions filtering out of your environment information that can help you achieve it. It also, out of sight, out of mind, but insight in mind, helps you also prioritize your actions, which increase the probability of actually achieving things. So thinking about things does increase the probability of being aware of opportunities around you, synchronous opportunities, and also taking action. I think most people, when they go and write down a goal and look at a goal every single day, they notice that there's an increasing probability of noticing things that help them get that goal, and they're more likely to take actions on it. I've been writing down objectives since I was 17. And updating those objectives regularly. I have volumes of objectives, goals, and they've come true. About probably 90, 95% of them are realities today. So it'd be hard to convince me that what you think about, what you visualize, what you internally dialogue with yourself about, what you feel inspired and grateful for, and what you'd love to create in life, and what you take action on, unquestionably increases the probability of achieving what it is that you want. But this leads me to an insight. Why would somebody start off with a goal and then it would peter out? Just kind of like a New Year's resolution. You start about it, you think about it, and then 2-3 weeks later, you almost forget about it. Because it's initiated by a lower value, transient value, instead of something that's really important. So I'm going to make a statement, and this is the first thing I'd like you to maybe write. Don't waste your time on goals that aren't really truly highest in priority in your life. Because anytime you do something that's aligned with the highest values, you increase the probability of achievement. you increase your self-worth. You increase your awareness. Now, let me elaborate on that. If you're a mother, you're 35 years old, you have three children under the age of five, and your highest value is taking care of those beautiful children, and you are really dedicated as a mom, you're not working, you're not distracted by the thought, oh, I need to work. You're just focusing on those beautiful children every day. Because your highest value is your children, if you were to walk in a mall, you can almost guarantee that what you see in the mall will be children related. You'll see children's toys, children's educational materials, children's clothes, children's entertainment. You will automatically filter out of your reality, your sensory experience, those things that will assist you in fulfilling what you value most. So if you are having a high value on your children, you will literally, in the pulmonary nuclei of the thalamus, which is in the diencephalon, which is a subcortical structure in the brain that filters your sensory awareness to bring it up to conscious awareness, you will automatically filter things out based on what you value most. Now, something that's low on your value, you will not allow to get through that filter. You'll have attention surplus order in the things high on your value. You'll have attention deficit disorder in the things that are low. So when you walk in a mall and your highest value is your children, you won't notice computers. You won't notice businesses that are booming that you might want to buy stock in. You won't notice suits or things that relate to business. You'll focus on the things that are valuable to you. And of course, when you're married to somebody, they probably have a different set of values because most marriages have an androgynous integration of opposites. So what happens is your spouse would walk in a mall and see completely different things and be interested in different things in you because they have different sets of values, different priorities. So whatever is highest on your priority list, whatever is highest in your value, the thing that's most important, most meaningful, the thing that is most inspiring that you want to fulfill, that's deeply important to you, that's the thing that you're going to have the most synchronous, opportunistic opportunity coming to your awareness. So don't waste your time on objectives, goals, intentions that are not highest on your list of values. If you're not certain about your values, please go to our website, drdmartini.com, and do the value determination process and do it honestly. Don't write down answers. There's 13 questions. When you're writing the answers to them, don't write answers that you think that you would like them to be. Write down what your life demonstrates. Your words don't mean much. Your actions mean everything. What is it that you demonstrate spontaneously that you love doing, that you do every day, that nobody has to remind you to do? That tells you what you value most. That tells you where you're going to excel most. That's where you're going to be the most alert in your sensory awareness to see opportunity. Now, this law of attraction is not so much a metaphysical, mystical thing as it is a brain thing. When you actually set goals that are congruent with your highest values, you filter that through to your conscious awareness and you see opportunities. You gather data to be able to make decisions more efficiently, and you tend to spontaneously act on those. So whatever's highest on our value, we spontaneously act on. Things that are low in our values, we need motivation to act. So we procrastinate, hesitate, and frustrate on lower values. We don't see opportunities. We don't filter those in. We filter those out. So we just exclude the opportunities. And so we have attention deficit disorder, retention deficit disorder, intention deficit disorder in our lower values. But we have a high degree of awareness, retention, and action in our highest. So if you want to increase the probability of actually seeing the law of attraction work, what you're attracted to by your highest values, you will spot in your environment and increase the probability of making it happen. I have a high value on teaching. So I see teaching opportunities. I'll walk into a hotel and look on the marquees to look at who are the companies that are putting on conferences and walk around and introduce myself to people to see opportunities. But if there's all of a sudden a convention on IT, I walk right past it. It's not on my radar. But if it's on human behavior, I go in there and I introduce myself. So I will spot things that align with my values. I will more likely make a decision to go forward, and I'll take action on it than that area. So you want the probabilistic outcomes, the probabilities to be in your favor. So don't waste your time on goals that aren't truly demonstrated to be most important to your life. And I try to get that across, because many times people, meet people they're enamored with, they infatuate with them a bit. And what they do is they think, oh my God, I'd like to do that too. They have a temporary whim. And what they do is they go after this thing that's not really important to them. It's just sort of a temporary high. And then they wonder why it all peters out. So your sensory awareness is heightened. Your decision-making is heightened. And your spontaneous actions are heightened in your highest value. So go to the website, determine your values, do it again a week from now, a month from now, and every quarter from now, and keep current with them. So you're setting goals and objectives that are really aligned to what you value most. I assure you, guarantee you, you will increase the probability of seeing synchronous events in your life. The synchronicity of events that surface in your life have a lot to do with you setting goals that are congruent. People who are integral and congruent have a higher probability of achievement than people that set fantasies. Don't waste your time on fantasies. A fantasy is something that is a goal you have that's not high on your values, that you think you're doing it for outside motivations. If you need motivation to remind you to do what it is that you want to do, it's not what you want to do. If you need motivation to incentivize you, to remind you, whatever, anything like that, that's a sign that's not important. If you need to be reminded, pardon me, if you need to be reminded to do what you say is important, what you say is important isn't important. So that principle, don't waste your time on objectives that are not truly aligned with what your life demonstrates you're committed to. Because it's wiser to be focused on a few things that are truly deeply meaningful than a bunch of scattered things that are fantasies. Now, that doesn't mean you can't link almost anything to that highest value. If you ask how specifically is doing this pursuit helping me fulfill what's most meaningful to me, and you make enough links, you'll increase the probability of the pulvinar nucleus spotting opportunities, making decisions quickly and acting. So you have two choices, either go and do what you really love to do, delegating the rest and stick to what's important, or love what you do by linking whatever it is that you feel you would like to do to your highest values. I've seen people in my Breakthrough Experience program, which is my signature program, I've done 1,122 times. I've taken people who have had a low value, let's say on wealth building, and we've stacked up how specifically are doing the actions that help people and proven to help people build their wealth. How specifically is doing those actions helping you fulfill what you deeply value most, what's most important to you? Once it's linked in your brain, there's neural pathways and myelinization that show the links. You increase the probability of achieving it and seeing opportunities around it and taking decisions and going towards that objective. Because whatever's highest on your value is what you think about most. My highest value is teaching. I think about it every day. The highest value, second highest value is researching and learning. I do it every day. Nobody has to remind me. I don't need motivation. I don't need incentives. I just do it. It's what I spontaneously do. Finding out what you spontaneously do is the direction to set real objectives. If for some reason you want to raise something into a higher value so you make yourself more focused on it, you stack up the advantages and benefits of doing the actions that are proven to do that to what you currently have on your highest values. By stacking general benefits and making links to your highest values, you increase the probability of now concentrating, seeing opportunity, making decisions quickly and acting on it, and therefore manifesting it. Our manifestation, the things that we create in our life, is a byproduct of our innermost dominant thought. There's a new movie that's just coming out, or just did come out, pardon me, called How Thoughts Become Things. It's a sequel to The Secret. And in there, I've mentioned also this formula of thinking about it, visualizing it, affirming it, feeling it, acting on it, etc. And it's true. There's no doubt about it. I think you'll see that great sports people and great celebrities that have dreams or whatever have followed these formulas and increased it. but they don't want to waste their time on something that's not really valuable to them. I don't want to waste my value on saying, oh, I think I'm going to open up a cookie manufacturing company. It's not on my values. Studying human behavior, wow, I love it. It's spontaneous. So if I set goals in that, I'm going to achieve. And I will see opportunities. And I manifest opportunities all around me. Every single day, new opportunities come in around teaching around human behavior. But things that are low in my values, that's not what happens. I don't spot the opportunities. I don't take advantage of it. I don't make decisions quickly. I don't have enough data on it to make those decisions. And I don't act. I procrastinate, hesitate, frustrate. That's why I don't drive. That's why I don't cook. I learned a long time ago, don't do low priority things. Because if you want a life of desperation, do low priority things. You want a life of inspiration, do high priority things.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now let's continue with this episode.
That leads me to the motor side. That was the sensory awareness, but your motor side is every day, ask yourself, what is the highest priority action I can do today that increases the probability or odds that I will achieve what it is and I will be or do or have what it is that's most important to me? If you prioritize your life, you will see that you have more energy. You'll be more enthused. You'll be more likely to act spontaneously. You'll be more likely to achieve. You'll walk your talk. You'll wake up more leadership. You'll exemplify congruency, authenticity. You'll magnetize people around you that want to be around that because they spontaneously are yearning to want to be able to do that themselves. And whenever they see somebody that's living that way, they're drawn to them. So you draw in people to assist you in taking the actions that help you achieve things when you start to prioritize your actions daily. Now, when you prioritize your actions and doing what's highest in value and pursuing it, your sensory awareness, your decision process, and your actions are now moving in the direction of it, increasing the odds and probability that you achieve. Now, there is definitely some sort of a interesting resonation factor there. We did a thing back in the 80s and early 90s where I did a consulting for over 1,000 doctors' offices in many, many countries and cities throughout the United States. And we sometimes do four corporate doctor's offices a week. And what's interesting is we found out that if we go and memorize the names of patients, I had a doctor in Chicago that came to me for consulting, and I had dinner with him the night before, and I asked him to recite the names of his patients off the top of his head until he had a 3-second delay between one patient and another. And he rattled off 68 names. And then he paused for 3 seconds as he was thinking about it. I stopped. I said, how many days a week do you work? He says, 4.5. 4.5 times 68 is around, 300 and something people. And I said, is that what you're averaging per week? He said, yeah, that is. I said, you're going to manifest an average of what your mind sees. That's why those with a vision flourish and those without a vision perish. So I showed him tonight, I said to him, go home and memorize another 100 names. Start memorizing names, because when you think about them and you can see them in your mind's eye, they mysteriously all of a sudden see you. It's quite interesting because you're now having a value on them. You're now seeing opportunities around them. You're now doing actions towards them, and you're increasing the probability of them manifesting. Well, we found out that if you take patients and recite their names and think about their names and think about what their conditions are, what they were doing, or how they're doing, 20% of them will all of a sudden refer somebody or show up back in your office or something will happen and they'll be back. It's reactivating. It's a very powerful principle because what's in your mind is what becomes reality. So Go and do that. Go and memorize. Take all your inactive patients, inactive clients, inactive attendees, or whatever you do, inactive buyers, and go and make a list of all of them and watch what happens. Say their names for a week, every single day, and I guarantee you, it'll blow your mind at what happens, because your innermost dominant thought becomes your outermost tangible reality. You will notice more opportunities to act towards them becoming clients again and reactivate them, and they will somehow, mysteriously, synchronously, be at the right place at the right time to meet somebody that talks to somebody that mentions you, and the things start happening. And you can go and see this thing happen. It's quite amazing. But it's based on you going after something that's deeply meaningful to you. That doctor, the following day, had 5 new patients, and 2 of them were referrals, and they were from the names. And he couldn't believe it. He goes, that's bizarre how it happens. I said, your innermost dominant thought becomes your outermost tangible reality. If you can't wait to serve people, people can't wait to get your service. If you're enthused about being with people, they're more enthused about being with you. If you're enthused as a teacher to want to teach students, the students are more enthused about being in your class. It's kind of common sense, but we sometimes don't put into action. So you prioritize your actions. Prioritize your perceptions, prioritize your decisions towards the things that you really value most, and you'll increase the probability of having those things become reality. And you do attract those opportunities that you're attracted to. You know, if you're there, it's like a magnet, but you don't want to live in a fantasy. You don't want to go after something that's a delusion. You know, I had people after The Secret, when the movie came out, I had people come up to me and said, well, I've watched the movie 6 times. I've read the book. Read the book 6 times, and I watched the movie 20 times. And I go out to my mailbox every day, and I don't see a $1 million check in it. Well, that's irrational. The probability of a $1 million check in your mailbox spontaneously just by visualizing it is not very high. But if you go out and do something that serves people that's worth $1 million, it certainly goes up in value. So be not illusioned by fantasies. Make sure that you really, really, really are willing to do the things and actions that it takes to go and have the outcomes that you want. It's the action steps that also matter. And I disagree with some of the people on The Secret when they said, you know, just visualize it, don't try to think it out. My experience is strategic planning and the forebrain is a very powerful tool in making things happen. I wouldn't want to be Elon Musk company and go off to SpaceX or Mars without having, you know, foresight and planning and thinking and mitigating risk and doing what it takes to achieve things. So I'm a firm believer in asking what obstacles might I run into and how do I solve them in advance, so I'm mitigating the risk, so I'm not distracted by those with anxieties, and I can take my actions knowing full well what's real, so I'm prepared for the challenges instead of broadsided by them, so I have eustress, which inspires me instead of distress. So that's why you want to focus on things that are high in your values, because that's where you'll embrace both pain and pleasure in the pursuit of it. That's where you'll have the highest probability of achieving it. And that's where you'll have the highest probability of synchronicities, noticing opportunities, and resonating with those opportunities. And there's no doubt that the people you hang out with do have an impact on the people you hang out with. You know, I learned a long time ago, when my wife was alive many years ago, we decided that we wanted to raise our wealth positioning. So we decided to save more, invest more. We also decided to associate with people that had a higher income. We decided then to move into the wealthiest building we could find in New York, which is Trump Tower. We got up in the very high 62nd floor. And that year, our incomes went up. And then we moved on to the ship, the world, and our incomes went up. And we noticed that the people we associated with, that the conversations we did changed because the values were different. And when we had conversations on those values and focused on that and found out what was really important to us and also interacted with people, the people we associated with have an impact. They have different levels of expectation. If you hang out with people that are wealthier than you, they encourage you to go up. If you hang out with people that are poorer than you, they tend to encourage you to think you're greedy and why do you need that? And so you end up having a resonation around you. So your innermost dominant thought will also determine where you resonate and who you hang out with. And you want to prioritize those people into it. It doesn't mean don't serve people of all different scales, but it just means that the people you spend the most of your time with are people that are resonating with the same space and time horizons, the same kind of objectives, maybe not the same values, but the same level of operation. If you do, you'll tend to expand yourself. If not, you'll tend to contract yourself. So prioritize the people you a focus on. Prioritize your actions every day. Prioritize your perceptions every day. Prioritize what you feed your mind. I'd much rather read the quotations of the greatest thinkers throughout the ages than to read some sort of trashy, tabloid news that's basically distorted things with misinformation and subjective biases and things like that. I would rather fill my mind with high priority actions, high priority thoughts, higher priority readings and content that by people that have made a big difference in the world, because it increases the probability of me now thinking about it, making decisions and acting upon it. We've all been in situations, we've been surrounded or seen somebody that's inspiring. You've seen America's Got Talent or Australia's Got Talent or UK's Got Talent, and you see a 13-year-old person singing like an angel or doing some sort of amazing talent, and it inspires you and brings tears to your eyes. You want to hang out with that and surround yourself with that, because if you surround yourself with those expressions, you increase the probability of those expressions. I wrote a book many years ago, The Secrets of Immortality, The Secrets to Immortality. And one of the things we talked about, or I talked about in that book, was exactly that. Surrounding yourself with exactly how you want your life and watch what happens. So I'm a firm believer that if you're going to focus on something, make sure it's highest on your value. Don't waste your time on things that are low on your value. Because anytime you do something low on your value, you devalue yourself. Anytime you do something high on your value, you value yourself. And if you want to value yourself, the world will. If you don't value yourself, neither will the world. The world reflects what you perceive in yourself. And by taking the time to prioritize what you do and going on my website and doing the value determination, it will help you achieve more. And anytime you set your goal, it's not just the idea of getting the goal. It's the fulfillment of taking the actions and incrementally measuring the results as you move towards it. I'm a firm believer that if something's really, really important to you, you'll measure the milestones along the way that you're making. I keep records of all the goals that I've had since I was 17, goals of traveling the world. So every country I go to, I document. Every city I speak in, I document. Every organization I speak at, I document. Every place that I've gotten to speak, I document. Because I want to make sure that I'm refining what I'm doing based on what I get as a feedback to increase the probability of what's working and not working. Because if you really have a value on something, you'll see things as feedback. You won't get caught in the illusion of success or fear of failure. The infatuation of success and the fear of failure distracts you from being a person on a mission. I'd rather be an individual on a mission and focus on that and see success and failure as feedback mechanisms to guide my actions to increase the probability of achieving. So that way my innermost dominant thought does become my outermost tangible reality. So I've tried to give some of the ideas today about the law of attraction. The law of attraction is that whatever you're attracted to, you increase the probability of manifesting. And it looks like it's attracted to you. But you also do attract resonant individuals in your life. I noticed that when I had $10 saved, I got to hang out with 10 heirs. I had $100 saved, I hung out with 100 heirs. Had $1,000 saved, I hung out with 1,000 heirs. Had $1 million saved, I hung out with millionaires. Had a $10 million saved, $10 million. As my millions have gone up, so has the people and the influence of those people gone up. So opportunities, ideas, associations, resonation go up because you're playing and your own perception and self-image is going up. So every time you're doing something high in your value, your self-image goes up and so do the opportunities. So document the achievements. That way you can be grateful on a daily basis for what you are achieving. And if you do, gratitude keeps you centered. It keeps you authentic. And when you're grateful for what you get more to be grateful for. So that's just the law of attraction and elaborated in a little bit more depth. But I want to make sure we ground it into some practical actions. Prioritize your actions, prioritize your perceptions, prioritize your decisions, prioritize who you be, you're hanging out with, prioritize what you read, fill your mind with, and you will see that it will make a difference in your life. I'm certain. I've been doing it for many, many years, and I've seen the results of my life. I once lived on the streets, and now I've been blessed to impact people around the world, and I know it's because of that principle. So just want to share that with you. And also just know that if you do live by your highest values, you're going to expand your contribution on the planet. You're going to expand your vision. You're going to expand your outreach. You're going to expand the opportunities. And so that increases the odds of achievement. So in order to help you with this objective of the law of attraction, I'd like to share with you what I want to give you as a gift. There's a special gift that's called Awakening Your Astronomical Vision. And this is a live presentation I did in Johannesburg in a planetarium to YPO Group to help them expand their vision of contribution on the planet. It's about an hour and a half or so. It's amazing audio program. I know you'll watch it or listen to it, pardon me, for at least five or six times, probably. That's what most people do. And they'll listen to it over and over again until it becomes part of their thinking. So if you would like to expand your contribution on the planet, make a bigger difference, have a clearer vision, understand how the brain creates that, because those are the vision flourish. This CD program will help you manifest by the law of attraction. It'll help you actually create that outcome. So take advantage of that. Please do that. It's just free. It's something I assure you that you'll listen to. It's worth $50 normally. We sold it, but just take advantage of it. I know you'll say thank you.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you'd love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please click the subscribe button so that you're notified when we add the next episode. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini and his work, then please log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of our DeMartini team. We'd really love to get to know you and to understand what you're wanting to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. We'd also love to invite you to join us in the DeMartini Stay Inspired Facebook group, which you can access by linking to demartini.inc/inspired. Our goal in the community is to help you to clarify your vision, stay focused and inspired, and take the appropriate actions to empower all seven areas of your life. So join us by linking to demartini.inc/inspired. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused, stay inspired.